The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Well, one man who's going to try and address that imbalance at the moment, thanks to Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview, Australia's number one motorhome dealer at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe, is James Kelly, who is downstairs. Kel, it's Ian Cohen, Ben Casnelia, Lee Brown, and also Heath Buck. Welcome to the broadcast, and what are you going to do to try and arrest some of those numbers?
I don't know, mate. I don't have much control over it over the moment. But hopefully we just show up tonight and stay present and play our best footy.
You got a couple of key ins, especially up the forward line. Fantasia comes back in. Stringer, we know he's had the issues, obviously. Scheel as well. So there's a couple of key ins for you tonight.
Yeah, a couple of guys that are really important for us going forward and structurally as well. So Bill and Raz give us a bit of flexibility, and Jakey as well. They both play, or all three of them play through the midfield and forward. So we feel like a lot of times when they're in the team, we can get a bit of advantage with rolling them through different positions. But they've had good preparations over the last couple of weeks, so they should slot straight back in.
Now, Lee Brown, good luck tonight. You mentioned staying present. Is that something that you've spoken about over the break, about being more consistent within games?
Yeah, it is a little bit. It's something we work on quite regularly, as you know, mate. It's a bit of a challenge sometimes with the AFL and all the noise that goes on around it. It's a challenge for players and young players just to focus on playing footy. And, that challenge is only getting harder as the game gets bigger and as the media juggernaut gets bigger around players and all that sort of stuff. So we talk to the players a lot about just coming, playing simple footy and just preparing to play. And worrying about what they control is the old term, but these days it's called being present, and it's still the same principles.
And as you turn into the back half of the year, you're 5-6, so obviously some improvement needed if you're going to jump into that top eight. Is there anything in particular you've worked on field in this break to maybe improve that performance and that consistency?
Oh, well, we're just going to lift in a lot of areas. I mean, our defense has been pretty solid. Our attack sort of comes and goes a little bit, which is not ideal, and our contest work sort of comes and goes a little bit as well. So we feel like it's all obviously really strongly connected. We're just going to get more consistent in all areas, and they'll all complement each other if we get them all right.
Cal, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How did you go at the reunion? Did you let the locks down a bit?
The locks have been falling out for a few years, but we had a bit of a crack. It was a good night, mate.
Who was B.O.G.?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest, mate. Shannon Burns probably wasn't far off. Steve Johnson missed his flight, which was funny. Need to get a hotel in Melbourne and catch an early flight the next day. But other than that, mate, I can't give too much away.
Oh, he must like. We spoke to him when the Swans played Geelong a few weeks ago, and he pre-game he said he'd packed the denims just in case, Stevie J. So he must like a trip down to the Cats.
Mate, he never goes anywhere without his denims. So it's classic Stevie. But it was a good night. It was good for the club.
Are you enjoying your coaching role? Is it? I mean, I'm not sure it was something you thought you were going to get into when your footy finished up. But are you really sort of getting your teeth into it now and enjoying what you're doing with players?
Yeah, I really like it. I think probably 18 months or so before I finished, I sort of decided that I really wanted to coach and have a crack at it. And I really like it. It's great. It's rewarding. And it's great to see young players get better. And, Essendon's a great club to work at. Bush is a great coach to work for. So I'm really enjoying coaching.
James, Jaden Laverde and Kyle Langford, both 23-year-olds, upwards at about 50 games now for both those boys. It's a really important time of their career over the next 12 months or so.
Yeah, absolutely. They're still making their way. They're not completely established players yet, but we really value them and what they bring to the team, and we rate their ability and what we think they can be in the future. So we're looking for those guys to be really aggressive in their development and the way they play the game, and turn themselves into really good, solid AFL players for the club.
And Dylan Clark did that wonderful job a couple of weeks back on at Patrick Cripps. So the obvious question is, does he go to maybe Jago O'Meara tonight?
He'll have some sort of role. I'm not going to tell you what, but we sort of look at O'Meara, we look at Henderson and Smith and Scully and all those guys who are really important to their overall structure. So throughout the game, we'll probably be a little bit flexible with where Dylan goes, but I won't give it away now, unfortunately, sorry.
We'll wait and see how it unfolds in an hour. Kel, appreciate your time, generous. We know you've got a team meeting you've got to get in for. Just before you go, though, any words of advice were handed out to BJ Goddard before he took the bag over there, or has he been ringing back? What's been the feeling with his open experience over there?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, mate, to be honest.
Brendan Goddard carrying the bags at the US Open for Marcus Fraser.
Oh, yeah, sorry, no, I missed that one. Any advice for him? Being that I'm not a golfer, any advice I'd have for him would only be detrimental to his performance. So, I just know, as long as he has a beer with him, I guess, it'd be fun.
Sounds good, Kel. Appreciate your time. We'll let you get into that team meeting. Thanks for talking to us on K-Rock.
Good on you, fellas.
James Kelly for Prestige Jayco, our pre-match interview, and the team at Bellarine Highway in Newcombe. 2019 could be your year to jump into a Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.